Sir Charles Elliot, one time governor in Kenya, in colonial Kenya, said that it's only in Kenya that the railway build a country. Elsewhere, countries build railways. But in Kenya, it was the other way around. Along the railway sprang urban centers. So to a larger extent, the railway played a significant role in colonization of Kenya. So it's true, we did not, all of us, actually welcome the construction of this railway. We resisted its building because our prophets had told us about its coming, and they've told us that when the iron snake will come, it will bring with it foreigners who will colonize us, you know, subject us to hard labor or work on their farms, till their farms, and eventually the railway line will pass through our territory and will be pushed into reserves. That's exactly what happened. So it brought good things, it's true, but it also brought, it had its also bad side. Having said that, the railway also contributed to nationalism. It again helped drive out colonialists. And this was because it enabled African leaders, freedom fighters, to basically come together, because they came from various parts of Kenya. They traveled using the railway line, congregated here in Nairobi, heard one voice of the white man must leave our land. Indeed, railway services from the colonial era up to the late 1990s were superb. The coaches were very clean. The seats were not as worn out as they are today. The seats were not torn. The trains were on time. The crew were friendly. And it was prestigious working for Kenya Railways. Today, services are not as quite as good as they were during those days. In any case, passenger services to Malaba stopped, so we don't have any passenger services to Uganda. But during those days, passengers will get onto trains here in Nairobi and comfortably arrive in Uganda, Kampala, Entebbe, comfortably. Today we don't have such services.